Treating those with depression is a vital endeavor in today's society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rebecca Price, associate professor in the departments of psychiatry and psychology at the University of Pittsburgh, gives a reason for hope.
Depression is a highly disabling condition that affects an estimated 280 million people globally. Over two decades ago, researchers first discovered that low doses of intravenous ketamine had rapid-acting antidepressant effects. Ketamine is a widely used anesthetic medication that has been shown to be safe when administered under medical supervision. This discovery opened up a brand new possibility to begin relieving symptoms within a single day. A key question is how to keep that relief going without relying solely on repeated infusions. Our research is the first to demonstrate that the rapid effects of ketamine can be made more enduring with simple computer exercises that would be easy to provide to patients in a wide range of settings. In our study of 154 adult patients with depression, patients that received a ketamine infusion, as opposed to a saline infusion, experienced substantial relief from depression on the first day. Some patients in our trial then returned a day later to begin 4 days in a row of our novel digital exercises. In these short exercises, we showed them repeated pairings of self-related words and images, such as the letter I and photos of the patient, paired up repeatedly with positive cues, words like good and lovable, as well as photos of strangers smiling. We targeted this period within 4 days of the infusion because we expected ketamine would quickly help restore the brain's healthy capacity to adjust and learn. These patients who received ketamine followed by the digital exercises continued to report decreased depression severity all the way out to the last follow-up interview, 1 month after ketamine, meaning the exercises, at a minimum, tripled the duration of a single dose when compared to others in our study who received ketamine without the computer exercises. We hope we can extend this effect even longer and expand the findings to other patient groups with psychological distress.
That was Rebecca Price of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.